Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and my daily visit with Derek Gould of the Post-Dispatch. We'll be doing this Monday through Friday on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com every day throughout the season of St. Louis Cardinals baseball. And there's been some news today here at spring training with the St. Louis Cardinals as Carlos Martinez has been shut down for a couple of weeks. We'll get into that in just a moment. So let's tell you that we have added a new sponsor to the website, and that is Lordo's Diamonds. This is brought to you in brilliant clarity by Lordo's Diamonds, family owned and operated for over 60 years. Top quality jewelry at affordable prices. So stop paying too much at chain stores and experience the Lordo's Diamonds difference. Mike and Jimmy Lordo, they're there every single day, and they welcome the opportunity to work with you. I do my shopping for jewelry there. My wife, everything that she wears is from Lordo's Diamonds, and you will enjoy the relaxed, no-pressure atmosphere and selection at Lordo's. It's second to none. Located in Ladue, 9222 Clayton Road. 9222 Clayton Road. The phone number, 432-8008. Visit lordosdiamonds.com. That's their website, lordosdiamonds.com. When you walk in, tell Jimmy that Danny Mac sent you in. You'll love him. One of the great people in our community. LordosDiamonds.com. So some news of the day to get to as now the hitters are facing live pitching. The first game of spring training will be this weekend. And you can see that game on Saturday. That'll be seen on Fox Sports Midwest. Carlos Martinez has been shut down for a couple of weeks. So the Cardinals have hit their first bump in the road this morning. Manager Mike Shildt addressed the media.
Carlos had a really good offseason. A lot of positive things happened when he first got here, the evaluation of where he is. Regardless of the amount of work he did, wasn't quite to where we would have liked it to be, nor he would have liked it to have been. So his strength and his ability to make sure he can move forward and looking at the longer view of our season, we're gonna back him off for 2 weeks. So he'll be no throw, and he'll be in strength mode. The great news is, because I know a question that may be coming is, well, has he had an MRI? Has he been tested? Of course he has. And here's the thing that blows my mind, and I want to make sure that, at least from my perspective, I communicate it well. His baseline for his strength and his what looks like from his shoulder stability from 2016 imaging to now has not changed, which is amazing to me. The structure of his shoulder is in amazingly good shape. We just have to make sure we have some of the little muscles that are continuing to be strengthened to allow the workload and the capacity so we don't have an interruption like we did last year. So we're getting ahead of it. We feel good about it. We'll evaluate it in 2 weeks, which I believe it will be March 5th. For you people that pay attention to calendars, which I think we all do. And that's where we are with Carlos. It changes the timing of where we're at. Everything's on the table, we said, from day one with Carlos, but it still allows him. It may take him longer if we look at it from a starter perspective to be ready opening day. It would be more of a compromising for him to be ready opening day if he was a starter. I wouldn't say absolutely it wouldn't happen, because he won't pitch on opening day if he's in a starting role. So he'd have more time is the ultimate point to that. We'll evaluate as we go, and we'll know more in 2 weeks of what it looks like.
We'll talk more about that coming up with Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on Scoops with DannyMac.com. Hey, Cardinals fans, Dan McLaughlin here from my friends at Schnucks. No, it's still not baseball season, but we can start getting ready. If you haven't already, start spring training by downloading the Schnucks Rewards app. That way, when you're loading up on the brats, the burgers, and everything else you need for Cardinals games, you'll be earning points and money off at Schnucks. Think of all those savings over the course of the entire season, and make sure you shop at Schnucks. Download the Schnucks Rewards app today. It's almost here. Get ready at Schnucks.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. At the Home Loan Expert Office, we truly bleed blue. We skate around the competition and we get our clients lower rates on better loans. If the credit cards have you in the penalty box, let us get you out with a cash out refinance. The 5-minute loan approval available at thehomeloanexpert.com. All together now.
Let's go! Blues!
Enjoy the podcast.
Well, you heard Mike Shildt in the previous segment. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Now, we talk it over with Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. So, the Cardinals, Derek, have hit their first bump in the road. Carlos Martinez shut down for a minimum of a couple of weeks. And what is your takeaway from the news this morning announced by Mike Shildt?
Yeah, I think it speaks to a couple different things. One, that, you know, the question remains as to what kind of conditioning program between start work or just pre-start work is Carlos Martinez going to have to dedicate himself to because of the other part of this where, you know, something happens, an injury happens once, and you aim to correct it. Injury happens twice, and now it becomes a trend or chronic. And this speaks to just a new reality, a new spot for Carlos Martinez, where there's going to have to be a way for him to adopt or embrace a program that keeps his shoulder strong, or else this is just going to reoccur until he's just not the pitcher the Cardinals need.
So was this then his lack of preparation, or how do you surmise why this reoccurs for him as we continue to move forward in his career?
Yeah, I think it's the style of preparation, right? You know, one of the things that was explained was like you can go through physical therapy and you can do weight training. These are not always the same things. They can work in concert. They can work in conjunction. But one of them has to be done in order for it to work. I mean, what is at issue here isn't the structure of the shoulder, but let's call it the stability of the shoulder, especially as it recovers from use. And this is the point he got to last year as well, where, you know, he just didn't trust the strength of it or feared the weakness of it and the weakness becoming injury. So he's in a spot where it's like, all right, well, you have to focus on the muscles that need to be built up in order to throw the ball and recover well. And that takes diligence. You know, a couple examples leap immediately to mind. Jaime Garcia, I mean, you know the work that he had to do between starts just to get his arm ready and keep it healthy and keep it durable and to get back out there 5 days later to start. Same with Michael Wacha and what he's had to embrace to avoid the stress reaction, which could become a stress fracture in his scapula. I mean, the work he did and the initiative he showed along with his agent to take over his rehab and preparation a year ago was really impressive, and he benefited from that before the oblique took over.
So the fallout from this, Derek, would be who kind of steps in then to be another option for a starter? And we talked about it yesterday. There's a lot of guys that they have options for anyway. So who's a guy that that they look at to potentially, you know, fill that role, at least in the time being?
Yeah, I mean, you call your website Scoops. So how about yesterday where you asked me what you want to talk about tomorrow? And I said the rotation.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, called it.
All right, there's the scoop.
Yeah, I don't want to say that these are the only four options, but four possibilities leap immediately to mind, right, for me. You know, one is John Gant. He's out of options. He's been a starter. He has the mix of pitches. He could be a five-inning guy, which in today's modern game, that works out well. Again, he's out of options, so he's got to find a place on the team somewhere so he could compete for that spot. Another one who leaps to mind, Austin Gomber. Cardinals don't have a lefty in the rotation. You can see how a lefty would be beneficial to them, especially if lefty's one of the top five pitchers that they have. All he did last year in August was prove that he belonged in the big leagues or could at least thrive in the big leagues again. Is he a five-inning guy, six-inning guy? You know, not quite sure. Could use a little, you know, a third pitch, but has the repertoire of things, especially that curveball, from the left side that could make things difficult. Third, Dakota Hudson. He's being prepped as a starter. You know, Mike Maddox told a few of us at some point in time they need to see him as a starter. He's been a top prospect as a starter. He was the Texas League Pitcher of the Year as a starter 1 year and the Pacific Coast League Pitcher of the Year as a starter the next. you know, Maddox made it clear, excuse me, you have to at some point in time see what he looks like as a starter, even though it's very clear the role he would have in the bullpen. So maybe he's that guy, and then Gant takes his role in the bullpen. You can see that. Then the fourth one is probably the most intriguing, and that's the guy who we saw his schedule bump up today. So the contrast was Carlos Martinez shut down for 2 weeks. We'll see where it goes. On the other end of the spectrum was Alex Reyes is doing so well, he's going to face hitters today. Originally scheduled to throw a bullpen session, originally scheduled to be one step behind all of his peers, he is now on line with them. And it's possible that he could go through a live BP as he did today, go through another live BP, and then be in a Grapefruit League game, which would be ahead of schedule, which would allow him to leave spring training on time and have time in spring training to build up his arm to be a starter. Now, he's not going to go out there and be a 180-inning pitcher like they want Carlos Martinez to be. But for him to be a factor and in the conversation is at least something that the Cardinals have to be encouraged by.
I'm proud to announce a new sponsor for ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, and that's Design Air Heating and Cooling. You know, a few weeks ago, I was having an issue with my furnace, and I made a connection with Seth Goldkamp, who runs Design Air Heating and Cooling. He sent a technician over to my house. Not only did the technician arrive at my house, but so did Seth. They did a tune-up on my furnace. They got it running properly, but they also found a glitch in the system that is now saving me money on my monthly statement. That's all because of Design Air Heating and Cooling. They did that for me and my family. They can do that for you. They're a fourth-generation family-run company. They've been in business for over 100 years because they take care of their customers. The number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Find out more at designairservice.com. Thanks to Seth Goldkamp and Design Air Heating and Cooling. More of my conversation with Derek Gould is coming up. A reminder that Blues fans, you're invited to join the party all season long for St. Louis Blues Ticket Tuesdays at Hot Shots. And right now, the Blues are red hot. Customers can enter to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots location during every Tuesday Blues game this season. So throw on your Blues gear, show up and register to win a pair of tickets and cheer on the Blues while you'll enjoy awesome specials on food and drinks, including Bud Family and Jack Daniel's Blues Sampler appetizers and more. Hot Shots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home of Blues fans for more than 28 years. Join us every Tuesday Blues game and win big. Get more information on the party. Find a Hot Shots near you at hotshotsnet.com. Hot Shots, proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and your home for all the games, all the time since 1990. Also a great, great partner of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, Hair Saloon for Men. Home base in St. Louis. It was founded in 1997, and they now have 16 locations in the Gateway City. At Hair Saloon, you'll receive the perfect haircut. They keep client notes on each customer, so with each visit, you can be assured they know what you want, and they'll do that in the privacy of your own cutting station. Complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all that for just $22. And for the extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage or neck shave. That's all at Hair Saloon for Men. Do you think that this would put Martinez then on the track if he's going to break camp with the club to be in the bullpen?
Or on the DL.
Yeah, yeah. I think that that could be something too.
You've been around this game a long time, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this. Given what we know about what caused Carlos concern this time, I don't think you can draw a line between him and the bullpen so strong. Because if it's recovery that's an issue, if it's the strength the next day out that's the issue, it's the hesitance to throw at full strength after throwing a bullpen, then what's that say about being used in a bullpen and how often he could be used?
Yeah,
that would give me pause.
Yeah, I'd have to dig a little bit more on this tomorrow and the next day. And I'd also
unearth some scoops.
Well, maybe a little scoopage. But I think the other thing, too, is I know this is a weird way to answer it. I think you manage so much differently to an extent in April and May than you do
absolutely
than you do later in the season. I thought yep. Tony was a master at that, and I think you construct a roster. So do you know where I'm going with this maybe a little
I
bit?
Do.
You construct a roster differently than you do at the end of the season. So
yep.
how you break camp is a lot different than what you think about your team in let's say, middle of the season, August. So you don't put,
absolutely.
You know, I think you know where I'm going with this. You don't put a lot of emphasis. I know that we'd love to see what the team looks like, 25-man roster when you break camp, but don't necessarily put all your eggs in that basket, if you know
and
what I
changed
mean.
Changed on day two last year.
That's right.
So
that
you know,
and that's
I mean,
where I'm going
and then
with
it changed twice on day three. So
that's right.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
and also, let's be honest. I mean, if they get to the end of spring and they don't need a reliever and they don't need a starter, and Carlos is I mean, let's say he's ready and pitching well and healthy, but doesn't have that 80 pitch count, there's no harm in him spending another 2 weeks getting right on
That's
a rehab
right.
assignment and getting Ray as a start. And then you see where it goes.
That's right. And if you look how the season plays out in the beginning of the season with the off days, allows you to carry that extra bench man, allows you
absolutely.
To be, you know, a little different in how you construct the roster, which is probably right. something that's being talked about as we speak. So we'll
and
we'll
be
see.
20 days from now.
Absolutely. Derek, these are fun. I always love it. And we'll do it again tomorrow.
I look forward to this. This is like sharing with people the conversations we have anyways.
Absolutely. What can we look forward to tomorrow on the Post-Dispatch? I'm sure it's a lot of Carlos Martinez tomorrow by Derek Gould.
A lot of Carlos Martinez from my end. You know, got to cover the news, what it means, give it context, and try to push the story forward a little bit. That'll be the goal. Not quite sure how well I'll pull that off, but we'll see. Listeners can be surprised. But for my colleagues, you know, Rick Hummel will be
well,
writing
about you don't have to give
Alex
everything
Reyes.
Away. I mean, that's kind of the idea. If you don't want to talk about that, that's fine. You can skirt
no,
the
no,
issue.
It's honestly, like, here's how the sausage is made. I'm still working on it.
Okay.
I'm trying to wrap my – I want to do right by people reading the paper. And the news is out there, so how do I push the story forward? I got to work on that.
I got you.
But Hummel will have stuff from Wainwright and Reyes, both of whom threw today. And, you know, they faced hitters. Wainwright, Drew Goldschmidt, Matt Carpenter, and Yadier Molina. And I think we saw a guy who, you know, I think it's interesting, Wainwright, we can talk about this through spring, but a little teaser here, is I think it's interesting how he's toggling between what he does in a bullpen, what he does in live BP, and what he has to show in games. I think that'll be a real interesting thing to watch as a veteran who knows what RPM to throw a bullpen at and what RPM to throw a live BP at and how to crank it up to 11 for a game.
I thought you. I saw you sitting down with Adam doing a little video work, too.
Yeah, he was complimenting my tan.
Really?
No,
I thought you looked
he was,
burnt.
He was making fun of it.
Lack of or the burnt nose?
Don't have a burnt nose.
I thought you did.
Lack of.
Oh.
No, I fixed it.
We will talk tomorrow, my man.
All right, sounds good, man. Talk to you later.
See you at the ballpark. Thanks.
Looking forward to it.